I'm RB Sensei, and I'm back again to critique some more ridiculous dating nonsense. Let's get it.
I don't want to be mean, but one of the guys literally has folds in the back of his head.
Today, we're getting ready to go speed dating in New York City. As you can see, I'm trying to look cute tonight.
Not a chance in hell, Brett.
So I bought the ticket last night, and they were $38. I got them on Eventbrite. My friend actually recommended me going, and I was just like, oh my god, it's just gonna be a bunch of nerds. And I don't mind nerds, you know, nerds are great, but I'm gonna need a balance. I'm gonna need like 50% nerd, 50% athletic, outdoorsy. You know, it can't just be all nerds.
AKA the ideal man. Smart, funny, intelligent, you know, interesting, tall. Yeah, AKA Mr. Perfect, Mr. Perfectly Well-Balanced. Yeah, not gonna happen, toots. If you were worth that, you wouldn't be in this position tonight. You would have had him already. And why would a guy that great be at a dating event?
It's a mystery every one of you has got to solve.
Speaking on behalf of everyone, I think we're all over dating apps. It's just so hard to, like, execute. I feel like you match with people, but then you never really make it to a first date or even to a conversation. So I think it's really nice and like a breath of fresh air to have everybody in the room ready to date.
They all had the same story. I promise you, they all had the same story. There's no good reason for a woman who's not morbidly obese and hideously unattractive to be single after 25. If she's single after 25, we already know what it is. I'm Chad chasing. And he just keep hitting and replacing. It's the same story every time.
All y'all do the same shit, whether if you were some homeless shit trying to dig cigarettes out of a trash can or you living in the White House.
Final look. Got my jacket, cute little red dress. Got my suede booties on and the thrifted Gucci purse.
She looks like every other bitch. Like, am I wrong? She looks like every other bitch.
What do y'all think? Is this look giving? Is she giving looks with this? Is she serving tea with this?
Man, hell no!
She's been getting pumped and dumped on dating apps for probably over a decade in her tiny apartment, coming home to herself every night. This is a pathetic loser life. And it didn't have to be that way. She had every opportunity in the world to not live a pathetic loser life. She chose this.
Wish me luck.
As the time is approaching, I am actually getting a little bit nervous. I have some butterflies in my stomach, but thank you. Yes.
Yeah, so. Oh, that wasn't very woke. Play some creepy music and then show a black guy that just said, hey, how you doing? You look nice. That was rude. Very, very elitist and rude. But I'm sure you would claim you're some morally superior woke liberal.
You don't know that.
You guys, I literally had to step outside so I could talk.
I don't want to be mean, but one of the guys literally has folds in the back of his head.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. But nigga, spy out you, nigga.
And she got him on camera too, just to pour salt in the wound. And she said, oh, I don't want to be mean, but she couldn't help showing her joy at the thought of being mean.
I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be mean.
I'm not even going to go to her level and roast her looks, because we can roast her character. We can roast who she is as a human being on a core level. We can roast her soul. You have a dark, dark heart and a dark spirit. Mm-hmm. And no good is going to fall upon thee. Even if we want to go along with the idea that he's a loser and he got folds in his head or whatever. If you're there with him, do the math.
You're a fucking loser. You're literally a fucking loser.
He's out of your league, bitch. How about that? Because when it comes to the shit that counts, men are out of women's league. Yeah, the guy with the folds in his head is a better human than you.
This concept of I could do better, at least 85% of men who approached women were really out of the woman's league. The only thing that kept a woman in a league was because she looked a little cute and she might suck a dick. That was it. At least 85% of men who have approached 100% of women were out of the woman's league, for real. like on some real shit, not just, you know, looking cute for that 5 minutes, but on some real, like on character levels, intellect levels, the man's going to be, the man's out of her league.
You got head folds. Do you see this? Does this look like someone who's going to be going out on a date with a guy with head folds?
Yep. You look like the type of whore that never get taken out on dates because you're just a whore. So dudes just use your face for you know what and then leave. So, yeah, you don't look like the date type in general. How about that?
No.
See, there's nothing women love more than trying to belittle men and embarrass men. It's their favorite pastime. Don't take my word for it. Just go out in the world as a man and interact with women.
It's going to be a no for me, dog. Keep it up, though.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.
It is 1 a.m. And no, I did not just get back from the speed dating. I ended up making a friend and we went to the bar afterwards. And I'm starving now, so I'm just going to have some steak.
She's not going to talk about that guy she at the bar. Yeah, she got depressed from her real dating market. So she went to the bar to let some guy who's out of her league in the bathroom just to boost her self-esteem, I guess.
You don't know that.
I wanted to do a little recap of the event. To be honest, it was pretty bad. So, first off, the event specifically was for 30-year-olds. Like, it said that on the actual invitation. So, I don't know why all the men were literally, like, between 45 and 50 years old. There was one guy out of the 10 that was actually in the age group. But then he was gay. Mind you, there was two gay guys, and I'm not the only one who thought this, because afterwards, me and some of the other girls, sorry, I don't know what my neighbors are doing. They're literally like moving furniture, and it's 1 a.m.
See, her life sucks. That's why she's miserable, and she has to insult men at speed dating events, because this is her life. She got to get woken up at 1 in the morning in her tiny apartment, because her neighbors are moving furniture at 1 in the morning. I love it. I love that this is her life. She totally deserves it.
Not gonna lie, I still had some fun conversations. It was a lot of talking and a lot of like repetitive talking, because with every person, you kind of have to start from scratch. Like, okay, like this is what I do for work. This is where I grew up. This is why I'm in New York City.
You can't get past the dating phase because you fucking suck. You've been repeating the same stupid bullshit from your stupid life over and over again for 10 to 15 years because you suck. Women who don't suck can get past the dating phase, the initial dating phase.
Yeah, you suck. Yeah, you just fucking suck. Blows my mind that somebody like this not only exists, but also is delusional enough to post it online.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.